Welcome to season 5 of the Irish Baptist College podcast, Let's Talk. I'm your host, Davey Ellison. I serve as the Director of Training at the Irish Baptist College. And the college, through theological education, seeks to magnify Christ, advance the gospel, and strengthen the church. In this series of podcasts, we're talking about all things new. Over the past year, there's been lots of change in the college, and indeed lots of change within the association, with lots of new beginnings, and we're going to explore some of this in this series of podcasts. The hope is that what you hear will encourage you in your faith, elicit further support for the college, and perhaps even tempt you into studying with us in some way. To help us with that today is the new Baptist Youth Director, Andrew McCauley. So it's great to have you with us, Andrew.
Thank you. Yeah, it's good to be here.
This is a first for the podcast. You are the first current Irish Baptist College student to be on the podcast.
Nice.
So I know you're here in your role as Director of Baptist Youth, but you're also a current student with us at the minute too.
Yeah. Well, yeah, thanks for having me. It's good to be on board.
Maybe you can just tell us what you're studying and when you started before we jump into the questions.
Yes. Okay, so I put my student hat on. I am doing the graduate diploma at the college, which essentially is the final year course of the 3-year preparation for ministry. Mm. And I'm doing it part-time over 2 years. So I have just finished month one of that. I've got my first assignment in.
Great.
So enjoying it. It's going well so far.
Good. Managing okay with new job and studies side by side.
I'm kind of treading water through it. But yeah, managing, surviving.
Good.
All right. Yeah.
Good. Excellent.
Yeah.
Well, look, I'm excited to get to know you a little bit more today. So let's dive into the... That was a curveball. You didn't know that question
was
coming.
No, I know. That's fine.
Let's dive into the questions that I've actually sent you. So maybe you can introduce yourself to our listeners. Who you are, your family, your interests, your home church, your role in the association. And I'm going to press you on this. An interesting fact, okay? So lots of guests try to avoid this question, and I don't let them. So we'll get there eventually. So introduce yourself.
Sure. So my name is Andrew McCauley. I'm married to Rebecca, who used to be Rebecca Morrow, which I'm sure listeners and Baptist people may know Trevor and Christine. So we've been married for 4 years. We live in Annahilt, kind of Hillsborough, Sprucefield, Lisburn direction. My family are all Lisburn based. We are members at Great Victoria Street Baptist in Belfast, which we love. We've really found it a really welcoming, genuine, Christ-like body of believers. So really thankful for that. A little bit about me, what do I like? I love sports, so love football is probably my main love.
Which team? I'm not sure if I asked you this question yet.
No, Manchester United.
Okay, that's good.
Okay, we're the same.
Yes, we're the same. Yes.
So love United, love football, love tennis, and really any sport I would play or watch.
Okay.
That's going on.
Okay, good.
And what else did you ask me?
Your role in the association?
My role, yeah. So I'm the new Baptist Youth Director. So working alongside our churches, investing in our youth within the association.
Okay. Great.
Yeah. You did that. You asked me for a fun fact or an interesting fact.
Interesting fact.
No,
it doesn't have to be fun, just interesting.
Yeah. Or maybe just fact. I'm going to go with, I was eating breakfast this morning trying to think what would be interesting. My interesting fact is I have never eaten a Weetabix in my life. There you are. Never eaten a Weetabix.
Okay.
Don't know if that's interesting or not. I can go one more. I've never eaten porridge either. Never eaten Weetabix or porridge.
Okay.
There you are. Sorry if that's a bit weird, but we're just going to roll with it.
We'll wait and see what the kickback is.
Okay, it's fine. Yep. No problem.
Great. I think we've gone with fact there rather than interesting fact. Okay. But we'll see. Great. One key to serving in your role as Baptist youth is you have to be a Christian.
Yes.
So can you share with us just your conversion experience? What happened? How did God work in your life to bring you to saving faith in Christ?
Sure. Yes. So as I think back in my life, I've been going to church for as long as I've been alive, essentially.
Okay.
So my parents, I was going to Sloane Street Presbyterian in Lisburn as I grew up. And then we went to Emmanuel Baptist Church in Lisburn, and now Great Vic. So really, as I look back over my life, I've always believed in Jesus. I've always known who Jesus is. God's Son walked on the earth, came, not to judge, but to save us. And so really, from a really young age, I believed that Jesus had come to save. He went to the cross for me. I had a problem with sin and he's dealt with it. I would say, yeah, from probably 5, 6, 7 years old, that's when I understood Jesus is my friend and I need him. I need to be part of his family. Since then, as it was just more testimony, like looking back over how God has surrounded me with godly people and Christian friendships, it's just been really helpful. Went to Wallace High in Lisburn. And yeah, it was really helpful just to make Christian friends. We were able to go to youth events together, enjoyed going to church together, encouraged one another to read and go to Scripture Union together. Really helpful, really thankful that God did surround me with people, because I think I maybe without them I could have jumped into, I don't know, a life of sport or kind of invest a lot of energy there in that side of things. So yeah, I've just been really thankful for how God has shaped me with the people he's put around me. As I went through high school and into university, I was more aware of just thinking about like the world and my place in it and the injustice or like even difficulty. I remember I was in a year abroad in Spain. I studied languages at university. So I was there by myself, kind of a bit lonely. Got sick a couple of times, didn't really speak the language too well. So it was like a difficult time in parts. But it was really helpful to learn of God's sovereignty and goodness in sustaining me through that, through a church that he brought me to. And just having people praying for and encourage me from home. So yeah, I'd say I've always known Jesus where he is, but really thankful now to be able to testify that he has held me fast in kind of difficult circumstances.
Excellent. And so helpful. You're leading me on to my next question. Conversion experiences is one thing, but our testimony continues. It's testimony to God's continued goodness in our life. One of the key aims for the college isn't simply theological education, but spiritual formation, growth in Christian character. I'm hoping, having been with us for just a month, you've at least seen that to see that with us. So I'm just wondering, are there any individuals in particular that have had a positive impact on your spiritual formation? And maybe can you specify what exactly did they do that was helpful for you in your spiritual formation? Yes. So any... you don't necessarily need to name individuals, but types of people or just people who had a good godly influence on you. And what did they do that?
As I look back, I can think of a handful of people who could draw it and kind of think how they have impacted me in different ways. I remember going, I did a couple of bi teams with Baptist Youth to Spain, and then I visited Rebecca, my wife, in Peru at a time. And I remember being on the mission field and meeting a couple of missionaries, Andrew Elliott and man David Bruggers in Peru. And their consistency in praying kind of struck me. So I remember when I was driving in a bus or a van or in a car, and we would just stop at a red light and they would, you know, we'd chat about something and say, oh, let's just pray now about that. And that kind of struck me. I haven't really seen that before. And since then, I've seen a consistent pattern in their lives and in others where prayer's maybe not just something that's, you know, compartmentalized for 10 minutes at one section of the day, but actually it was an ongoing thing. They just lived a life of prayer. So yeah, that's really stuck with me. It's been really helpful. Thinking back further back, high school, met really good Christian friends, and then I was able to meet their parents. And particularly one couple, you already know them, David and Lynn Martin. I'll say them anyway. I was good friends with their children, and so I'd meet them. They would take us into their house and, you know, have us over for meals and take us out for outings, encourage us to go to youth fellowship and whatnot. And as I look back on that relationship and how they invested in me, I just saw their selflessness, and how they took an interest in my life. And not just in... like, how are you getting on with school or how's, you know, what's the crack? But more, you know, what are you learning in Bible class at church, or how's Scripture Union been going, or just asking and taking an interest in listening to me. I find that really touching and really helpful, encouraging that that we're not here on this life to kind of work it out ourselves. But I can see how God has put people to care for one another. So those are just maybe two examples that are helpful but have stuck with me, you know, even... after I don't know how many years since I've met them.
Yeah, and very simple actions, but have a big impact.
Yeah, definitely.
Great.
Yeah.
people are not the only friends we have. At least this is what I keep telling people. Books are also friends. I love books. So this is just a selfish question because I want to find out what you've been reading. But maybe you can share two or three books with us that have been influential in your spiritual growth. And again, I'm going to press you on how exactly have they been useful and beneficial. And for the first season ever, we have our podcasts recorded. So if you're watching it, you get to see the books that Andrew is going to mention. If you're just listening, you'll have to imagine that.
I can describe them for you if you want. Maybe that's yeah, you know.
You can have a go, but that might be just as exciting as not eating Weetabix. So
all right,
go for it. Go for it. What books have been influential?
No, I agree with you. One of the things I love doing is reading. I love reading, and I've always enjoyed it growing up. Whether it's Christian books or missionary books or, you know, fictional books, really love it. I would encourage people to get into reading that. But
amen. Amen.
Yeah, working with youth, I'm always trying to, or whenever I was teaching, trying to get students to read. It's so good. I brought a few books. I wasn't 100% sure we were going to be recorded, but here we are.
Go for it.
So these are just a few books that I read over the years, maybe through my teenage years, university. Some short ones, because I thought they're easy to recommend if people aren't big on reading. I'm going to go first book. Is a book called Capturing God by Rico Tice. I don't know if you've read it.
Great. I have not. This is always the challenge when people come on the podcast. Can I find a book that Davey's not read? So you've done it.
Okay. Well, here we go. I don't know if that's a good thing or a bad thing, because I feel like you've got a good scope over...
I think you're safe for Rico Tice. Yeah. So.
essentially, Capturing God, wee short book, maybe 80 pages. The concept is zooming out and thinking about, what do we think of when we think of God? Mm-hmm. And it was really helpful for me. I was probably 16, 17 at the time when I read it. And he says that the picture that God has given us that best illustrates his character and who he is the cross, and mm-hmm. where his judgment, his mercy were met in Jesus. It was really helpful. As I said before, I always knew and believed in God, mm-hmm. but it was helpful to actually think, oh, this is the character of God.
Yeah.
Is love poured out where there was sin. So I find that really helpful.
Great.
Really accessible, easy read. Rico Tice is great. Any of his books I would highly recommend. I'm sure you've read them.
Excellent. I'll be borrowing that one. So,
No problem. Good. So first book, I'll zip through these. Capturing God. Second book, I feel like I recommend this one everywhere I go. I don't know if you've read this one. Just Do Something by Gavin DeYoung.
Excellent. Please read out the full title, because Just Do Something...
Okay,
doesn't do it justice. Okay, go okay, for the full.
So this is a book by Kevin DeYoung. Again, a short book, maybe 120 pages or so. It's entitled Just Do Something, A Liberating Approach to Finding God's Will, or How to Make a Decision Without Dreams, Visions, Fleeces, Impressions, Open Doors, Random Bible Verses, Casting Lots, Liver Shivers, Writing in the Sky, etc.
I just love the line liver shivers. So,
the title pretty much gives you an idea of what it is. I read this when thinking about university choices mm-hmm. and what I was going to pursue after school.
Yeah.
Really helpful just in thinking about, because you always worry about, okay, God's got a plan for us. He's planned my life, and he's good and sovereign over it. But how do I know that I'm walking in that plan?
Yeah.
I know that I'm working in the will of God. Kevin DeYoung is really helpful in zooming out and saying God has called us to know and love him with all of our heart and soul, mind and strength. And if you're doing that, then as we walk in the Spirit, our desires are in line with
That's great. Such a helpful book, and it just demystifies God's will. Because we kind of think God's will is this thing that's hidden that we'll never be able to find or figure out. But actually, obey scripture, love Christ, love his people. You're pretty close to walking in the will of God.
Oh, totally. I remember praying and praying in high school. How do I know what to study for A-level? How do I know who to date, you know?
Yeah.
He just kind of simplifies it and says, God is holding you if you're walking with him.
Definitely.
So really, really recommend that. I probably read that every couple of years.
Sure.
And then finally, last book. This is a book by Tim Chester. It's called Enjoying God. Came out, I don't know, 2018, 19. I read that. I remember reading that on holidays and just kind of like zoomed through it. Again, the concept is thinking about the God as one God but three persons, and how do we relate to those three individual persons. I find that really helpful. just in how do we relate to Jesus as our friend, someone who isn't distant but who can sympathize with our difficulties, and God and his as a father and sovereign over everything, and being able to be encouraged and have a comforter in the Holy Spirit. I find it really helpful. Again, really easy read in terms of it's quite accessible, the writing.
Tim Chester's good writer. Very clear, but there's lots of depth to it as well,
excellent. So yeah, I just find that one really helpful through university in terms of how do I sit down and pray to God, and actually it's not just a list of things, you know, listen to him, but actually Jesus is personable and relates to us. So yeah, really helpful, those three books. Bunch of others, but I love a good book. It's great. So I'm happy to take your recommendations too. I don't know if I'm quite on your level quite yet, but I don't know.
No,
take them.
Those sound like three good choices. So great. Thank you so much for sharing those with us. And we'll put links in the show notes to those books as well, so that people can pick up a copy if they're interested in that. Okay, we're making it to the end. So making it through rightly, Andrew. Just two final questions, just kind of reflecting. Been talking a lot about conversion, spiritual growth, how you grow and develop. So I'm going to end by asking for two pieces of advice. Okay. So the first piece of advice is for someone seeking to be a godly influence on others. So maybe someone's been listening and they think, well, you know, that example of prayer or that example of hospitality in your life, they want to do that for someone else. So what's your piece of advice for them who desire to be a godly influence on others? How do they go about beginning to do that?
I think that's a helpful question. I was reading a book recently by Gavin Ortlund. It's just entitled Humility, and that was just along the lines of how do we serve others and love others well. And he said we should do everything in humility, and I think that would probably be my advice. I know that's just recently that I've been learning. I think just often we are so, well, I speak for myself, so prideful at times, and think, what can I do for this person? I'm going to do this. I'm good at this. But actually, if we go to the cross, you know, and go, what has Jesus done for us? He's humbled himself to death, to the cross. All for the joy that was set before him, and that, I think that's what we're going for. You know, that's what Jesus has done for us—the ultimate act of humility. So, my advice, if you're seeking to love someone well, or to be a godly influence on somebody, is to seek to do it in humility first of all. So, be disciplined to come to the cross. Be disciplined to think of yourself less, as you seek to think of others. I know that's difficult, but we do that by just opening God's word and coming before his throne, don't we? It's fine. You know, fine. Whenever you pray and you come before God's throne, you realize just how unworthy you are before him, but actually how amazing it is that we've been invited to his table. So that would be my advice. Aim for a life of humility as you seek to be a godly influence on others, if that's helpful.
Yeah, I think that's a helpful corrective, you know, because we kind of think, well, I've got my life together, so let me try to be a godly influence on someone else, but actually humility in that. That's good. Yeah. My second piece of advice I'm going to ask then is this just the flip side of this? So maybe someone's listening to this podcast and they're thinking, well, I think I need to grow and develop in my Christian life. I'm not where I want to be. I want someone to take me under their wing, help me grow, mature as a Christian. I'm looking for someone to kind of be a godly influence on me.
Yep.
How do we go about finding someone to be a godly influence on us? What's a piece of advice you'd offer on that front?
It's kind of an awkward one, isn't it? Because you kind of feel like, how on earth do I find somebody who would be willing or who wants to pray for me? Or I would encourage somebody, if you're in your church body and you have respect for somebody who's walking with God and who's got an evident godly character, to ask them. You know, if you're part of a youth group, for example, you've got youth leaders who are investing in your life, who want to know you, who want to point you to Jesus. They can love you better by you go approaching them and asking them, could we pray together or could we read together? I know that's something a Great Vic that has been that we've been encouraged to do as a church body, for the older men to invest in the younger men, and the younger men to be approaching the older men and ask how we work and love one another well. The same for the women. I would say advice is to ask somebody to do it. Be bold and just take the step, because most likely, if you were asked, if somebody asked you, would you be willing to help me read the Bible or pray for me and with me? You would say yes, wouldn't you?
Yeah.
You know, I think people are, we just kind of have that awkward stage in between, but we both kind of want it.
Yeah.
So I think maybe pray for boldness and courage to approach. And if not, ask your youth leader or ask your pastor, who do they think might be a helpful, a helpful person to go to in that sense. Because oftentimes, you might be removed from people or not in the same circles. There's certainly people in positions who could help in that sense.
Yeah, great. Just ask a question, because there's going to be somebody somewhere in the church who's willing to come alongside and encourage and support. Excellent. Well, you'll be glad to know that's all the questions I have for you. So that's us done. Thank you so much, Andrew, for your time. We're recording on a day that you are now going to shoot off for a couple of hours of a driving down south for safeguarding training tonight.
I have an exciting Tuesday ahead of me,
And then submitting a further essay later this week. So you're busy, I want to encourage our listeners to pray for you just as you continue to settle into your role in Baptist Youth and lead and guide that ministry forward for the benefit of our children and young people in our churches. Encourage people to pray. Listeners, thank you for listening to Let's Talk. The Irish Baptist College is committed to training men and women for gospel service here in Ireland and across the globe. If you're interested in preparing for ministry at a college that is academically rigorous and vocationally focused, then I want to invite you to explore the opportunities available to study at the Irish Baptist College. You can do so by visiting our website, irishbaptistcollege.org. You'll find out more there. You'll also see our open events, which are planned for January and February on our events page, and everything that you need to know can be found on our website. Thanks for joining us, and I look forward to seeing you next time.